Now, Pakistan says it's determined to eliminate the Daesh terrorist group located in tribal areas near its border with Afghanistan, adding recent military operations against attack fears were vital in order to halt their spread into the country.
In the light of developments in the past few months, the presence of Daesh is increasing in the Khyber border that touches Rajgarh in Afghanistan. This operation was required because Daesh is getting established there, and we have to stop the influence of the Takfiris spreading into Pakistani territory through the Rajgarh Valley.
Ghafur also said Afghanistan should take the same measures on its soil. He stressed no other country is allowed to set foot in Pakistan with the aim of participating in the operation. Now, elsewhere in his remarks, a spokesperson said that a fence is being put up along the border with Afghanistan, which would be heavily monitored. Operation aims to enhance the area's security by preventing Daesh and other terrorists from infiltrating into the country. Now, some 500 families who reside in the border areas are also being relocated to safer places. And joining us now for an update out of Islamabad is our own Press TV's Javed Rana. Hello, Javed, and thanks for joining us. Now, this is not a new operation. It's almost like an extension of an operation that's kicked off over a year ago. But now we're targeting Daesh. How big and how big of a threat is the Daesh element on the soil there?
Daesh is as big threat in Pakistan as Pakistan's Taliban movement, because Pakistan Taliban movement, which previously has been engaged in sectarian violence, it has been engaged in all kind of terrorism. In fact, now in one way or the other, Daesh has aligned itself with Pakistan's Taliban movement, and some people are saying, in fact, now this entire Pakistan Taliban movement has become Daesh. So we need not to get into the nomenclature of what is Daesh and what is the Pakistani brand of Taliban. By and large, they are the same. And those Taliban, those Daesh militants who have been defeated in Syria and Iraq, they are returning to Pakistan and they are settling their sectarian scores, particularly in Parachinar, where Shia community is concentrated. In the past, they have conducted so many terrorist attacks. And apart from that, Pakistan Tariq-e-Taliban or this Daesh, they are also engaged in attacking Pakistani security forces. Pakistan has been accusing India that India on Afghan side of the border has been sponsoring militants over there, because of which Pakistan has faced similar attacks. And I think that is the reason that Pakistan has now expanded the scope of its military operation against terrorists. And primary reason is that Pakistan doesn't want Daesh to have its foothold on its land, though unfortunately they already have. And that is partly because of the fact that there is a turmoil inside Afghanistan. The Afghan government state is not beyond Kabul, because of which more and more number of terrorists, they are having their foothold on Afghanistan's side of the border. And Pakistan shares a border of 2,500 kilometers long. So it is quite easy for these terrorist groups to penetrate, to sneak into Pakistan's side of the border.
Thank you, and I'm sure this is just kicking off this operation, so in the ensuing days we'll check back in with you and get regular updates from you. Thank you. Our own Press TV's Javed Rana, everybody, joining us out of Islamabad.